Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Romans 12:2 says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The worldly way is to put off foreign language studies until 10th or 11th grade and learn one you'll use, like Spanish. The classical Christian way is quite different. We start language study as early as possible, and we use the study of an ancient language to challenge our modern notions. In modern language study, you translate sentences that sound something like this: "Where is the bathroom?" In ancient language, you translate sentences that sound more like this: "So was killed Julius Caesar, the greatest and most valiant of the Romans." Or later in the same book, we translate, "St. Paul knew how much pain Christ bore on the cross for the salvation of men." The ancient languages are beautifully composed sentences of great depth. And that's how we transform our minds. By exposing ourselves to the beauty and richness of ancient languages, we can elevate our own thinking. Now, Latin studies are challenging, but I have a resource that can really help your middle schooler or high schooler. I created a Latin Workspace, which is a consumable workbook that models for students and parents how to parse Henley Latin, which is a very popular Latin curriculum, into manageable daily assignments and helps young scholars track their work. It fills a gap for students who are just learning how to study a textbook well and how to pace their work throughout the week. Parents and students will learn how to copy purposefully and change busy work into active learning. Visit classicalconversationsbooks.com to see samples from Latin Workspace. I hope it will help you enjoy learning Latin with your students.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit classicalconversations.com.